an indulgent shower experience engineered to use up to 50% less water. Water designs our life. Who designs for water? Visit Moen.com to learn more.
Keeping you informed all weekend from the Automated Office System Studios on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
Daylight savings time comes to an end during the overnight hours at 2 Sunday morning. Fire officials remind not just smoke detectors, but also CO2 detectors should have their batteries checked. And AAA Mid-Atlantic warns that drivers need to watch out for drowsy drivers as the change in sleeping patterns can cause issues. The city of Charlottesville has announced they have hired Mark Woolley to serve as interim city manager. He comes to Charlottesville from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where he served as business administrator. He has also served as deputy general counsel for the secretary of the Hershey Trust Company, as well as the Delaware River Port Authority in Camden, New Jersey, where he was chairman and director of claims administration and general counsel for the Philadelphia Housing Authority. Gridlock between Democratic Party members in the U.S. House of Representatives came to an end last night as they passed the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. U.S. Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine released a joint statement applauding the House passage. The House of Representatives is finally doing what it has been promising to do for generations, investing in America's infrastructure. This bipartisan package will fix crumbling roads and bridges, improve travel by air, rail, and water, expand broadband access, and boost our economic recovery. The annual Veterans Day vigil with the ROTC units attached to the University of Virginia will begin Monday. Alma Wolf, third-year cadet for the Air Force ROTC, was on WCHV Radio Friday morning.
Various cadets or midshipmen who are in ROTC at UVA will march across the amphitheater in guarding a series of flags that will be posted there. And it will conclude at 3:30 on Tuesday, and then shortly after at 4, we will begin the ceremony. There will be a table presentation to honor prisoners of war and those missing in action. There's a flag folding presentation, and there will be a 21-gun salute by the Virginia Tech Old Guard. It is open to the public. There will be a lot of ROTC cadets there. There will be a lot of distinguished guests. We have a guest speaker, Brigadier General Sandra Alvey.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next at Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The Rock Holiday Tradition returns. Trans-Siberian Orchestra live in concert. December 16th, John Paul Jones Arena. Reserve seats on sale now at LiveNation.com, Ticketmaster.com, and John Paul Jones Arena box office. Millions have witnessed this electrifying concert experience. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Live at John Paul Jones Arena. The story continues.
A big win for President Biden. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. There were cheers on Capitol Hill late last night.
On this vote, the yeas are 228 and the nays are 206. The motion is adopted.
A bipartisan infrastructure package crossed the finish line in the House after President Biden spoke by phone with